जाना भगवान इशारों को जीवन में अमल में लाने वाले
द वन हु इम्बाइब द सिग्नल ऑफ innocent Lord Shiv Baba, the one who has won many souls, the one who is the most senior brother in this godly university. This is the Avyakti month going on, and in this Avyakti month, we all angels, so deities, we all welcome Brother Surya, and we all welcome with one hand. We welcome you with lot of love, Brother Surya Bhaiji. Bhaiji, this is your great fortune that you have been with Brahma Baba. You have many invaluable experiences that you make others experience as well. How the sun shines in the sky and how the whole world gets its strength. The same way you have surrendered your life for human being for godly service. There is generosity in your thoughts. Your heart is unlimited. Sacrifice and tapasya, renunciation and tapasya is the speciality of your life. You are staying in Gyan Sarovar, which is known as Academy for Better World, and he is a senior most teacher in Brahma Kumaris. He is also a coordinator in the Spark Wing. He is also the food administrator in the institution. Your lectures are being presented in the television series in Peace of Mind channel. In his series Samadhan, he gives the solution to all the problems. We have such a great brother in front of us. He will take us to the subtle world, Brother Surya Bhaiji. Om Shanti. Everyone, remember your fortune. This is such a beautiful time that has come, that we have been waiting for ages, that God will come to this earth. God will come to this earth and we become his companion. We get the true knowledge from him. We have learned many scriptures, but our desire was not over to find God. Now since he has given us the true knowledge, let's think about it. Everyone listen to it very carefully. Very elevated, knowledgeable soul. The one who is full of godly knowledge is intelligent person only if he can stabilize himself with peace and happiness. Whatever is in the mind, you have to cleanse it and you have to make your mind peaceful. So all of you who are knowledgeful souls, children of Shiv Baba, who has recognized Baba, we talk to ourselves and let's talk to ourselves along with me. This is such a time when Baba has come to give his everything to us. I have to take everything from him. These are his elevated versions. You must have listened to them. Let's listen to them very carefully once again. I have come to give you everything. I give you everything. I become empty and then I rest in the home. It is God, God's version. He has come to give us everything. We have to take everything from him. And let's make that determined thought, because time is challenging us. We are approaching a very dangerous time, also very beautiful golden aged world. But before that comes, there will be destruction of sins and sinful souls. So for some time, let's sit with him. He has come to make us full. Let's create a picture of Brahma Lok. Let's create a vision very far away beyond the sky, this supreme sky, this world of souls. Before coming to this corporeal world, we were here. Imagine that I, the soul, am sitting in my home and think about your liberation, liberated stage. Upwards, incorporeal, the one who is the seed of this world, almighty authority, ocean of knowledge, Shiv Baba, who is the sun of knowledge. Let's focus our intellect on him. His divine light, his powers are spreading far and wide away. I am very close to him. His full energy, his full powers are being imbibed in me. Let's take powers from him and I, the soul, come back to the center of the forehead. I am the incorporeal soul. I am shining in the center of the forehead. Om Shanti. By sitting with Baba, by sitting with the Almighty Authority, whatever He has, it is also inculcated in me, and this is Raj Yoga. Let's concentrate our mind with Him. So today it was in Baba's Murli, Sakkar Murli, that your remembrance should not be broken. You stay in solitude and you become concentrated, and this concentration is a big achievement. We know that in the Iron Age, because of the atmosphere all around and because of the sanskars in the souls, our mind is wandering around. We have to stabilize our mind. Today, let's do a very good churning, and this churning should continue in our life. What do I have to receive from Baba? God Himself has come to create my fortune. How much do I have to take? You can take as much fortune as you want, such that you are wealthy with your fortune for all four yugas. I want to pay your special attention to these things, that I want to take the blessing from Shri Baba about the great intellect, and that will last for birth after birth. Intellect is an imperishable power. What do we do so that we get godly intellect? Baba says very good things, that I have come and given you the clean intellect. I have given you the divine intellect. Your intellect is now godly intellect. It is such a beautiful word. Whatever God has should come in our intellect, and that is godly intellect. Now let's create a thought. We have to cleanse our intellect. We have to stabilize our feelings today. If you see all four directions, souls have bad feelings, and that spoils their mood. By seeing others, we keep many different visions. We have animosity, we have jealousy. We try to uplift someone or degrade someone. We have to cleanse that feeling. We are the ones who have to make everyone elevated. If there is animosity for anyone in our mind, let's surrender that to Shiv Baba. Today's day is a very special and beautiful day. So I have told this many times, and you all must have been following this since morning. Just waking up in the morning, let's look upwards, that Baba is giving His powers to us. He is giving us everything He has. Whenever Baba Milan's day comes, wherever you are, you practice this. Let's go. Even now, Shiv Baba, who is the sun of knowledge, is giving us the rays of powers, the rays of almighty authority, rays of sun of knowledge is falling on me. Godly powers are imbibed in me. Om Shanti. Everyone, let's do churning once again, that I want to have such intellect from Shiv Baba that in every birth I have that feeling that my intellect is first class. There shouldn't be that feeling in any birth that this one doesn't have a good intellect. Those who fill themselves with godly knowledge and purity, their intellect will be great birth after birth. This is such a beautiful time going on. We have a beautiful opportunity to create our fortune. We have been learning that the fortune maker once upon a time made our fortune of all the human beings. But now God is saying, with the godly knowledge, you have to create your own fortune, beautiful. So God will give us fortune. It is not about asking, but we have fortune in our hand. Let's do churning. Sometimes I have told this Baba's version. Let's listen to it again. It is such a beautiful time that has come. Baba was in corporeal form during the night class. Baba said, you should have extreme amount of happiness because God Himself has come in your feet, in your hand. I was very little. I was laughing at myself. And I was also laughing with Baba. I was telling Baba, Baba, you have come in my fist, so I will not let you go. I will not let you go. So I was remembering Sur Das's small stories. So once Sur Das fell, he was blind and he fell he fell down. He he was a very good singer, and he thought, let me sing and someone will come to help me. So someone listened to his song and someone came that he held his hand and took him out. So he felt, Suradas felt, that it was not some human being, but he was Lord Krishna. So this is a story in scriptures. And he wrote a poem that by considering me weak, you were going away, but you go away from my heart, then I can tell you. So let's all make Baba sit in our heart. But he will sit in only those hearts in which there is cleanliness. If there is no cleanliness, God cannot sit in those hearts. So let's take fortune from Baba. What kind of fortune? Let's define the fortune. Such fortune that in birth after birth, I get good health, I get good intellect, I get happy family birth after birth. I get good knowledge and lot of wealth birth after birth. You can think whatever you want in life for birth after birth. We do charitable actions. We become the ones who bestow happiness to everyone. We become the bestowers, the donors in birth, every birth after birth. Our treasure stores should remain full. We get such fortune from Baba now, and there is a method for that. You all have heard that before, that thinking about knowledge and donating the knowledge. By thinking about, churning about the knowledge, the intellect will become divine, and when you donate knowledge, you will be wealthy birth after birth. So when you donate knowledge, you will be full birth after birth. And we have to take this from Baba to create our great fortune. Make new thought. Let's create a new thought from today in our life. We only have to do charitable actions. We have to give happiness to everyone. We have to destroy everyone's weakness and pain. Let's elevate everyone. Let's make everyone move forward. We are charitable souls. Baba has given us this title. You are the charitable souls of this world. Whoever are sitting here are charitable souls. We have done lot of charity. We must have done lot of devotion birth after birth, and that's why we have found God. So let's create a thought, everyone. I have to be free from sins, and I have to do charitable actions. So in the world, donation is a different thing, but at this time, in confluence age, To make everyone meet God is the biggest charity. To make others' life pure is a great charity. This time, to make everyone go to a right path, we were singing, "Oh God, take us to the light of knowledge from the darkness of ignorance." And if we do that to others, that's a charitable action. So these are all elevated action, charitable action, and we create our fortune. Let's go with the fortune maker and let's create a thought that I have to make my fortune elevated for birth after birth. Let's experience something different. Before that, let's talk to ourselves. That fortunate souls have received this beautiful time. This time should not slip from our hands. Maya is also very powerful. The problems in society, the bitterness in relationships are very high. Even though having all this, we have to take full advantage of this opportunity. If this time passes by, then the time that is going to come in future will be difficult for us. We spend this time so beautifully. that our fortune becomes beautiful as well. Let me tell you one incident about 52 years ago in Pandav Bhavan. There was a yog bhatti of mothers, a small bhatti. Training was going on during that time. Avyakt Baba used to come for opening. Baba came. Baba gave drishti to everyone and the atmosphere became very alaukik. So Baba said, you mothers used to tell God that Baba, when you come, you make us belong to you. I have made you all belong to me, but I have also given you one thing that you did not ask for. And what was that? Some mothers gave very beautiful different answers. Baba gave drishti to everyone and said, it was a very beautiful atmosphere and I still remember that. Everyone listened to it very carefully. Baba said, I have also become yours. So there was beautiful joy spread in the atmosphere. Just think, God has become ours. I used to read Ramayana when I was young, that there was friendship between Ram and Sugriv. So Sugriv said, hey King Rama, I have become yours now. Same way, all mothers also bought Baba. You all made Baba belong to you. Baba has become ours. In the path of devotion, we used to sing, you are the mother and father, you are the teacher, you are the Satguru. Now let's create a deep thought. Let's have deep experience. The one whom we used to call God, he has become mine. He is mine. He is mine. My mother and father. I am his godly family. He is mine. So everything that is his is also mine. Let's have that deep feeling. Whatever belongs to him is also mine. So until today, we used to say, hey God, my mind, body and wealth, all is yours. But now God is saying, everything that is mine is yours. Let's take advantage of that. Baba has said one very great thing. You all must be using that. Baba has said, let me remind you that elevated version. You all make it firm in your life. Baba has said, whenever there is any difficulty, just say, my Baba, my companion, come and help me with right. Not requesting him. Don't say please by closing your hands together. It's not worshipping him. Just have a right that God come, Baba come. And Baba has said, Baba is also bound to help you. What can be better things than that? God himself tells to his children, whenever you need, come and help me. Baba is bound to help. So in this battlefield, it was in today's Murli as well. So Baba has kept his children in the battlefield, but the victory will be ours. It is shown in Mahabharat that there are big army of Kauravas, but Krishna, the Lord, gives knowledge to Arjuna that wherever there is God, there is victory. So we have God with us, so we will certainly be victorious. So we don't have to fight in this battlefield alone, but you call him, those who is bound to help, you call him in your day-to-day life. Wherever there is any difficulty, you have such practice that you should have first thought, Baba, come. You should have first thought, not second, third, first thought, Baba, come. And this thing will give you happiness in your life. By calling him, you would feel his presence. There are many examples in Mahabharat. So when Draupadi was in the jungle, Durvasa Muni came. She remembered God and Krishna was with her. So during, when his saris was being pulled, she called Krishna and Krishna was there. Uttara told Draupadi that you give me some good teaching, Draupadi said. Without remembering Krishna first, I remembered Dhritarashtra, Yudhishthira, etc. So you don't make that mistake. So she remembered Krishna at the end, but as soon as she remembered Krishna, she was helped. So we also make that habit that we remember just the one Shiv Baba. We invoke him. Let's invoke Baba. And with this method, you invoke him every day. And you tell him that, Shiv Baba, come in a second. Let's take our intellect to the supreme abode. The sun of knowledge. Stabilize your intellect. The shining star, who is the one who is the truth, the living being and the blissful one. With lot of love you invite him. Hey Praneshwar, hey, the master of the friend of my mind, my companion, Almighty, you leave your home and come to us. By listening to our sound, the Son of Knowledge, Almighty Authority, comes down. His bright rays are spreading in all four directions and he's coming down. He enters in Brahma Baba's body in the subtle region. And both of them are coming down from the sky. Divine angel is coming down. He has come in front of us. He is giving us drishti. He has kept his hand of blessings on my head. He gives me drishti and he returned to his home. He returned to his abode. Om Shanti. We have to take lot of powers from the Almighty. We have to make ourselves very powerful. Everyone prepare yourself from mind. So people of the world don't know how to become powerful. The brain of human beings are becoming weak. The mental illnesses are going at its peak. Everywhere, and this mental illnesses does not have medicines that it can cure fully. It can just give a little peace temporarily. We know how do we become powerful. The self-respect will make us powerful. So when we are connected with Almighty, his powers will come to us. We have to make ourselves so powerful that Maya also becomes fearful from us. So today Baba has said the biggest enemy is the lust. So in Srimad Bhagavad Gita also, it is in the beginning, it is said, "Hey Arjun, why does human being make scenes even though he doesn't want to? Because of lust. This lust is the greatest enemy. We have to conquer the lust from our thoughts, from dreams and from the feelings as well. And we need lot of powers for that. Without imbibing, without increasing the soul powers, we cannot imbibe this purity. So even though you are in your, even though wherever you are staying, you have your yoga 2-4 hours every day, you stay connected with Shiv Baba. Sometimes with the thought, sometimes by sitting and with lot of concentration. In your workplace, you practice this thing that whenever you start any action, you say, "Baba, you come," And when the action is done, you say, Baba, it is surrendered to you. Whenever you start any action, you invoke Baba, and with that, those actions will become easy and successful. And when the action is done, you surrender that to Baba, so that you won't get in any kind of stress. We have to become so powerful that any situation should not shake our stage. We have to become so powerful that we have to make our mind intellect. Now let's take powers from Almighty Authority. See yourself in the center of the forehead, the shining star. I am the child of the Almighty Authority, the Master Almighty Authority. I am very powerful. Let's take our intellect to the Supreme Abode, the great light, and his light is spreading in all four directions. He is Almighty Authority. His rays of powers are spreading on me just like a fountain. Just sit below this fountain where there is a zeal of powers, the rays of powers. God's powers are coming unto me. Om Shanti. This awareness makes us powerful. To the extent that you have powers, there are two things. I am the Master Almighty Authority, and I am the victorious soul for kalpa after kalpa, and that invokes our powers. There are two things in dharanas that you stabilize your feelings, good wishes for everyone. In the mind of human beings, there are sometimes animosity. Sometimes there is feeling of taking revenge, or there is jealousy. There is sometimes feeling of making someone in pain. We make our attitude pure. By sitting here, whomever you want to take revenge, yes, human being wants to take revenge with some or the other souls. you destroy that feeling today, you will become peaceful and the other soul will also become peaceful, and we will have yoga for that at last. Second thing, this is a very elevated version of Baba, and it is very important these days. Baba says, children, situations are not big, but you make it bigger and bigger by thinking about it. By thinking too much, the powers are destroyed. There are mental illnesses. In small things, there are storms, and you feel heavy in the journey of life. So the attribute of a knowledgeful soul is that he would make any big situation small. Whoever has this habit, especially to mothers, don't feel bad. Mothers have to become very powerful emotionally. Whatever their feelings are, they have made their mind very weak. You have to become very powerful emotionally. Otherwise, this emotional feelings will destroy your stage very easily. So those who have habit to think a lot, let's create a thought. You surrender all your waste thoughts to God. You understand all brothers and sisters. Let Shiv Baba do the planning of your life. You let him handle your future, and you will have very divine experience. Now, let all of us experience the joy of Baba Milan, and you imbibe at least one thing from the Murli, and experience that you have the trust that Baba is present here, and then his energy will be accepted. You practice that the rays of the sun of knowledge is falling on me. So in yoga, you have mercy on everything, on everyone, and you forgive everyone. You give good vibrations to everyone. Let's go to our Supreme Father with this thought. Baba is standing in the subtle world and he's calling us. Let's go beyond these five elements where our Shiv Baba is residing. Let's go beyond these five elements. Let's create a pure thought today. Let's create a pure thought today. So Baba is saying that you fill yourself with the rays of yoga, with the spiritual shining, you shine the world. You give the support to the ones who do not have any support. Let's go beyond these five elements where our Shiv Baba is residing. Let's go. I have to remove my weakness and I have to become an angel. Let's forge a beautiful relationship with the point. Let's become detached from all the things around. Let's go beyond the five elements. Where our Shiv Baba is residing. Let's go beyond the five elements.